Hello, we are reading from the writings of Rabash, Volume 1, Article Preparation for the Reception of the Torah, page 504, in the Hebrew book. You can ask questions on Kab.TV. Selected questions will be aired during the lesson. Writings of Rabash, first volume, page 501, column A in the middle of the column, starting with the Fi Hanal in the Hebrew book. Hasedru. So the order is that a person, he needs to first see his own strength and make a choice and decide that the name of the inclination in his heart is evil. And after that he sees that he does not have the ability to decide, that to completely decide that he will not change what he said, and to later on say that the inclination is good and you should listen to him, and then it returns over again. And at that time, the Creator is called, says to his heart that man's inclination is evil from youth. But to a person engaging in free choice, the Creator has not yet told him that secret, that the inclination is evil, because that's why it's called evil. And that is in order for a person to have a place to work and make free choice and determine that it's evil. But after that, when a person sees that he cannot say that he is completely evil, because every time he changes his mind, then comes the state that he cries out to the Creator, "Help me." And that is what the Ibn Ezra says, that after that he tells his secret to Noah, which means that the aspect of Noah is called the worker of the Creator. Meaning, while the Creator reveals to man that the inclination is evil from youth, that that is not something new, that the evil inclination is evil, but I have not told you, and I am now telling you this secret, that the inclination of man's heart is evil, then you'd be certain that you will not listen to it, since I myself have told you this, and I would not keep on cursing, since there will be no need for punishments, because everything will be okay. That's what it says, I will not continue to strike all the living as I've done. That means that before the Creator discovered that man's inclination is evil, before the Creator reveals that man's heart is evil, there should be ascents and descents, meaning that when you started working, you had this vitality and livelihood. But in order to follow the right path, you had to strike every living, meaning I took away your livelihood you had at work. And from there, you fell again to a state of lowliness, since you have the evil, which is the evil inclination. And then I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, can take place. But prior to having this evil inclination, that's him feeling the necessity of the Torah. As a result, only after the Creator has revealed this secret, that man's heart is evil, then there can be the giving of the Torah, because there is no light without vessels, and only in the place of need, there he can be given what he requires. However, also to the fact that the Creator will reveal to him that man's heart is evil, that is called a light, meaning fulfillment. And there is no fulfillment without a lack, without a desire. Therefore, a person cannot be rewarded with the Creator revealing the evil to him before he has a need for it, because there is a law that man does not do an action which is unnecessary. Even more so, the Creator does not do any unnecessary action. And it turns out, where can man receive a need for this, that the Creator will reveal the secret to him? Therefore, man needs to begin work and to know that the receiving is the evil, and he needs to escape its dominance. And everything he does in Torah and in prayer or engaging in mitzvot, he needs to try that all of these actions will lead him to recognition of evil. And while he feels that he is evil and he wants to do actions of bestowal, he begins to receive livelihood. And when he falls from his degree, he loses this livelihood. And that was done by the Creator, so that he will fall from his degree, because he does not yet see this true evil that he has. But by the descents that he has every time, he asks of the Creator to reveal to him once and for all that the will to receive is evil, and that he will not be drawn after it. It follows that the descents he has come from the Creator, as written, "And I will not continue to strike all the living," to receive from him the livelihood in the Torah and work, and he'll remain without any life of sanctity, since a person has already been completed with this desire for the Creator to help him recognize evil permanently, that he will not go back and return to listening to the voice of evil. Since a person comes to this need that the Creator will help him, and he now sees that there's no possibility on his own behalf, meaning that from his own strength he will not find the evil inclination to his likings, that he'll want to listen to it. But every time he goes back to his bad deeds, and this is endless. And that is the reason why he now needs the Creator to help him know that the inclination which is the evil and his motive that will not lead him to goodness and pleasure was created by the Creator for the creatures. And that is the reason why man has many descents, because by that a desire to yearn is formed in man, that the Creator will help him feel that man's inclination is evil. And we should understand what we've asked. What does it mean? What is the preparation to receiving the Torah? The answer is evil inclination. Because while a person knows that he has an evil inclination, and that's after he was notified by the Creator, a new desire is born in man, meaning how to beat it, and that can be only by Torah. As the sages have said, "I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice." And that is the preparation to receiving the Torah, meaning the need for Torah is a preparation for the acceptance of the Torah. And by that we shall understand what we've asked. What is the meaning of that it says, "And the Creator came down to Mount Sinai, to the peak of the mountain"? What is the peak of the mountain, and how can one relate to that as a descent from the Creator? It is known that spirituality gets its name according to the action, as written with the angel that said, "Why ask of my name, but according to my action?" For example, an angel that's going to heal is called Angel Raphael, and so on. Likewise, the Creator, while he sends well-being to man, then the Creator is called the healer, the bringer of good beings. And according to the above, when the Creator has to reveal to man that man's inclination is evil, that is considered that the Creator reveals to man in what state of descent man was born in, as written, evil from youth, meaning from the day the Creator has been born, It is named after this action, that it shows man the state of his descent, and it's called that the Creator came down to Mount Sinai. We find here in the writings two tongues. A, it says with the Creator that the Creator came down to Mount Sinai to the peak of the mountain, and B, regarding the people, it says that they've gathered at the bottom of the mountain. And we need to understand, what is this mountain? Mountain in Hebrew comes from the word hirhur, contemplation, which is man's mind. And what is in this mind called bekoach, potential, can later spread in practice. And accordingly, it could be interpreted that the Creator came down on Mount Sinai to the peak of the mountain, which is the thought and mind of man, meaning that the Creator notified all the nation that they should know that man's inclination is evil from youth. And after the Creator notified them in potential, meaning at the peak of the mountain, after that, what was in potential spreads in practice. And as a result, the people come to an actual sensation, and they've all now felt the need for the Torah. Like, as it says, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. And it's been said that by actually sensing that they need to receive the Torah, meaning without any choice, because they've seen that if they receive the Torah, they'll have goodness and pleasure, and if not, this is the place of your burial. Meaning, if we'll remain in a state that we are here, our life will not be life, but they will be our burial. And it should be interpreted that the Creator came down to the peak of the mountain, which means that after the Creator notified them at the mountain, meaning in mind, that evil is the inclination of man, and that has already been determined in their mind, meaning in their thought and understanding, then it already acted in potential, and the fact that it writes, and that they've gathered at the bottom of the mountain, meaning he's already activated upon them the descent that was in the mountain, and they stood at the bottom of the mountain, meaning that this descent has already taken over them. It follows that the matter of kafa alehem har kigigit, which means that the descent and knowledge that they received on the mountain, meaning in thought, which was on them, now he must receive the Torah, since this is the mountain, meaning this descent gives them the need to receive the Torah in order for them to be able to overcome the evil in their hearts. Question from a student. The greater my desire, the greater contentment I give to the Creator.
It depends on what kind of a deficiency, desire. Just any desire is a desire is a force. How do you use it?
No.
And
Ray's question from Florida, is it necessary to feel the evil inclination in order to experience the spice of the Torah?
What else will you need this spice for if you don't feel the sting? How can you do it without determining what is evil? I don't think that we know what is evil. Everyone thing has a different thought. We have to identify the evil the way it's evil in the eyes of the Creator. He says, I created the evil inclination. How do you know what is that evil inclination in his eyes that he created? Maybe that's something good in my eyes or something I don't even identify. He says, I created the evil inclination. Okay, so what is it? It isn't... It's not clear. So then, if I identify what is that evil inclination that he refers to, then I can come to identify the spice of Torah that he means. Because regarding the evil inclination, everyone is mistaken. You think, I'm an evil inclination, I think you are. And the same with each and every one. That's one thing. On the other hand, the spice of Torah, okay, Torah, you know, you have millions of people, billions of people who know what the Torah or is. Now start comparing them and you'll see that no one thinks the same as the other. After two or three questions, you'll ask, you'll see that they just lose the ground beneath them. Therefore, what it says, I created the evil inclination and the spice of Torah for it, are things that are totally vague. We don't understand what they mean. So all those books that we read, in general, from the Pentateuch, from the Bible, to the everything that people wrote about the Torah, people who are considered sages of the Torah, people who are actually wise disciples, people who receive the light of wisdom from the Creator, and as a result, they write their advice to us. So what they write, we read incorrectly. We interpret it based on our own mind, and the reason of Torah is opposite to the reason of landlords, which means as long as a person is egoist, he is an egoist, he doesn't understand what the Torah says. That's called the reason of Torah, meaning what it says, what it talks about is opposite to the landlord, one who's still immersed in his ego. So he also doesn't understand that oppositeness. And therefore, that's how it is. Scott from England.
How can a person find this need to reveal the evil inclination?
If he has a point in the heart which starts pulling him towards the source of life, that he wants to know what is he living for? What is the point in life? And it's very important to him. Not some philosophy or some prophets in this world, such as money, honor, power, knowledge. Not even knowledge. But he wants to go into this. He wants to be familiar with this. And it's important to him not because of knowledge, the ability to rule all kinds of systems. Rather, it's an inner demand. You know, it writes to the point that I can't sleep. What can I do? So if a person has that kind of spiritual gene called the point in the heart, then he has a chance. If he comes to the right group, the right teacher, and actualizes himself, that's usually is the hurdle, so the obstacle. So if he implements himself, actualizes himself correctly, he starts understanding what is the evil inclination and possibly what may be the good inclination as opposed to it, and that there has to be some force that corrects him from good, from bad to good. And that is called Torah. And the Torah doesn't say anything else. It doesn't do anything else. It doesn't give you wisdom. It transforms the evil inclination to the good inclination, and that's called the healing for every flesh. And that's it. And the condition for receiving the Torah, we also know, as one man in one heart, love of the created beings to the love of the Creator, and so forth. These are the conditions for the Torah. There's nothing else here. Nothing besides the ego of the person, and not just his personal ego, meaning with respect to himself. Rather, his egoism towards others. I want to be better off. I don't just want to be better off. I want to be better off at the expense of others. And so forth.
Moshe from Mexico is asking, in most cases, revelation of the evil brings to suffering and pain. How can you still be happy in such times?
It depends on what's important. It depends on what's important. If I know that tomorrow I have an operation, and that operation will get me rid of a huge trouble, then I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the operation. I live the day that's after, when I'm healthy. So it all depends on the importance of the goal. There's no plain pain. It all depends on the level of adhesion with the goal, of sticking to the goal.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, when is a person rewarded with permanent recognition of evil?
Recognition of evil in permanency is on the condition that he is really in the environment using, when he uses correctly what he's given. But he doesn't think about recognition of evil. He thinks about, how do I come to bestow, to bring contentment to the Creator, through the created beings to the Creator? How do I achieve that? Then, on the way, as you are constantly asking, basically asking, he starts discovering the evil inclination, which becomes gradually clarified to him. All the degrees of the left line appear to him, from here to Malchut of Ein Sof.
Pasha from Moscow is asking, he's falling in recognizing evil. Does that come from outside, from the group, or is that born in man according to plan? Recognition of evil, does that come from the outside, from the group, or is it something that develops in person according to plan?
Recognition of evil appears within the person according to his level of development. But when will be determined by his own efforts. Okay. No more questions. Okay, yes.
I'm interested here in a specific point. On page 502, when he reached this state in action, and he needed the Torah, and then ascends into sense, hate, love, where is my point that I grasp onto?
Adhesion with the Rav, adhesion with the group, adhesion with the study, adhesion with dissemination, adhesion with your group of 10. Only adhesion with what's outside of you. Only they can carry you higher.
I sometimes feel that this adhesion isn't enough.
Your adhesion is insufficient.
I don't know if adhesion, that this point of once loving them, once hating them, this, there's no middle point. Where's the actual point of grip that you can cling to? Where is it?
Try not to feel yourself, but feel them in and of themselves. Come out of yourself, to detach yourself.
And what does a person add to adhesion every time?
Adhesion with the group, adhesion with the Rav, adhesion with
clear,
your ten,
okay.
And with dissemination and with the study. What else do you want?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
What?
What does he have to adhere to? That's clear. I'm asking, once he's already adhered, how can he add adhesion every time?
That all of those that I just counted, those five elements, let's say, they become pleasant and smarter and more prettier to you in your eyes. It's like Bar Sulam says in the revelation and concealment of the Creator, that they are, you're fond of these people, and it's good for you to be next to them, and so on. And all the rest are just filthy and wicked, and you don't want to breathe the same air they breathe. And that's it. Keep adding on that direction. Simple things. And it's something that develops in your emotion. Yes.
Good morning. You said before that the Torah does not bring chokhmah, but it inverts the evil inclination to the good inclination. So does that mean that chokhmah was formed through the ego?
The Torah brings you a correction. First of all, the Torah is called the general light that creates everything. That general light reveals the kli as evil first, then it provides the kli with correction, adding the intention to bestow instead of the intention to receive. And that means the benefit to others, first others, then the Creator, and then it fulfills the kli, the corrected kli. That the kli that becomes corrected and fulfilled is filled with chasadim and chokhmah. The light of chokhmah that fulfills the kli brings the kli the entire understanding and feeling.
Yes, because it says, believe the wisdom in the nations, but Torah don't believe in them.
No, that's a different type of wisdom. There's the wisdom of Torah, and the wisdom of Torah is the light, and the regular wisdom is simply the knowledge that you that there is. You see that the nations of the world are not any less smarter than Israel. It's not only because we possess in our nature foundations of being a collective and towards spirituality, there seems to be some replication of it in corporeal success. However, I see these things as obstacles that add to our ego, to our will to receive, so that we will recognize the evil in it furthermore. When a person succeeds in corporeality, it's a bad sign. It's actually an obstacle. And let's move on to the next part.